A grassroots organization is trying to make it easier, though, to have recall elections here. Some people say, well, let's wait for an actual election. We don't need to do the recall thing. But this is interesting because what they're doing locally here, or would like to do, wouldn't just apply to a governor, the governor's office. It would be, I think, for all elected officials. And if politicians are indicted or charged with a crime, one question is, should they automatically have a recall, or should it be easier for the population to say, hey, wait a minute, they're charged with a crime. We ought to be able to decide if they should stay in office. You currently have three aldermen who have been indicted. And this group points out they've voted to give themselves a raise. Should we also have the ability to recall them, or their voters, the people in their wards, should they have that ability? Representative Mark Batenick represents the Plainfield area thereabouts and is part of this effort to try to introduce this. Representative, thanks for the time this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me on. First time caller, long time listener.
I love hearing that. I love it. You know, I want to ask you about this because when I'll be honest with you, when I first heard everyone saying, well, maybe we should have a recall here, I thought, no, let's wait for the election. We can do that. But some of these other caveats that have been carved out by these local organizations that are in favor of this do appeal to me. If someone's indicted, if my alderman suddenly gets indicted and I didn't know that he was involved in that, and now I do, maybe there should be. Maybe there should be something triggered there. But right now, they don't even have the ability in Illinois to do that. Is that right?
That's right. We don't have the ability really at any level for citizen-led recall. The only ability we have in the Constitution was window dressing done after the Blagojevich issue, where it takes, I think, 10 senators from each side of the aisle to sign on and 20 representatives from each side of the aisle to start a process, and so many signatures from every county in the state. I mean, it's something that's never going to be used, but was just put into the Constitution for the General Assembly to say what they always say is, we did something, right? We have recall when in fact it's not recall. And the issue that you brought up leading into this was, we always think of the high profile ones, like what's going on what went on out in California. When it's the alderman, we had a township highway commissioner at the beginning of his term. It was discovered he was just doing his job from Florida and hired his son to run the highway department. I think the locals there, in that case, they have the ability to hire somebody through an election. They should have the ability to hire their elected official through a recall. California has what I would say is probably, I couldn't think of a worse way to have a recall system is what California has. And we've done some really unique things with the way we proposed it here in Illinois that I think would make the recall a lot better, and happy to go through them with you.
Yeah, I want to. I'm sure there are a lot of people listening right now who might have their eyes on one politician or another who they'd love to recall right now. Kim Fox might make that list for some. Timothy Evans, the head of the courts, might. The mayor might. So many others, including indicted officials. When something new comes to the table and voters get to understand, well, wait a minute, that's not really... This is failing in your obligations to us at the very core level, that we should have this right. And I know my understanding is your effort is trying to do just that, put more power in the hands of the people. Are you concerned at all, though, that having recall elections all the time might be a chaotic sort of situation? Or have you set it up so that there's a threshold that might make that not the case?
Yeah, I think we've set it up so that's not the case. So I'll start by saying I think you hit a part of the people. I want to give the people the ability to do what politicians in Illinois clearly have not been willing to do. We have to give them that ability. So here's what we did that's different specifically from California. First of all, we have a 60% threshold. So this can't be, hey, I kind of don't like this guy. His approval rating is a little bit below 50%. We got to run this big recall campaign. There's a 60% threshold. This is a situation like we talked about where somebody's indicted, giving themselves a pay raise, something bad happens, they're at the beginning of the term. There has to be a process in place to allow the citizens to remove those people from office. I mean, we see at the mayoral level, we see it at all these different levels where some sort of scandal comes out where somebody's using their political office for personal gain, and there has to be a way to change it. So the 60% threshold is really important. The other one that's probably even more important when you compare it to California is that the way we did our constitutional amendment is that it would have the exact same line of normal succession. So if you were to recall Blagojevich back in the day, Quinn would then become governor. It wouldn't be this free-for-all like they had out in California where you recall the governor and then there's a list of people for you to choose from. The normal succession process would go into place. So you couldn't do it for some sort of partisan advantage where you would, in some states there's been examples where it's really close in the House or Senate, in the General Assembly, really tight, so they try to recall some people because they're trying to gain an advantage to win back the chamber. That's not the reason for recall, in my opinion. The reason for recall is the alderman that's indicted, the alderman giving themselves a raise, a bunch of kids being murdered in the streets and nobody doing anything about it, right? It's not always something that is an indictment, but if somebody's not doing their job and the public sees it that way and 60% of the public agrees with it, I think we need to have an ability to recall. The last couple ones that are really different is we set it up so that the recall election is just scheduled around the normally scheduled election, so there's no extra cost to the state. So we have three statewide elections every 2 years. So you're never more than 10 months away from an election where you can do a recall. There's no reason to do a statewide or even a local special election. It's an unnecessary waste of money. And then finally, we added the Speaker, the Senate President, and the Auditor General to it. As you know, in Illinois, everybody knows the Speaker has a whole bunch of power over the state. In some instances, people would say he was as powerful or more powerful than the governor, yet he doesn't answer to the people directly. So we added an ability for the citizens to say, hey, 60% of the people don't think he should be Speaker of the House or the Senate President. There is an ability to remove him, just make him a normal state rep, and then the party has to pick a different person to lead their party and lead the chamber. So there's a couple of different things I think we put in there that really makes a big difference in terms of what California did and what we're trying to do here in Illinois.
Big differences as you lay them out there, Representative, really, really are. Now, so I understand here that you need, 360,000 valid signatures or something, or some sort of an effort to get signatures. How does this move forward? People like what they hear and they'd like to participate.
Well, there's IllinoisOpportunity.org does have the sample petition that is, you're getting breaking news here. This is all supposed to be released tomorrow at our press conference.
Nice.
But we need several hundred thousand petitions to get it on the ballot. And that's what we're trying to do, meet the deadline to get it on the ballot for the 2022 election. And usually the rule of thumb is you need twice as many signatures as what the legal requirement is. So we're going to be looking to get somewhere near the 600,000 mark. I'm more on the legislative end on how I'd like to see this crafted. Illinois Opportunity Project is the group that's leading the charge in terms of gathering the petitions and putting them all together. But yeah, it's the citizens have to, at some point, I'm hoping that the citizens say enough is enough, because it seems like it's just the same old, same old. There really hasn't been any significant ethics changes in Illinois in the wake of all the scandals, all the arrests, all the indictments. And we, like you said earlier, we need to give the power back to the people.
Sounds like that's what you're trying to do. One more time before I let you go, Representative Batenick, and I appreciate your time. What is that website, or where can people go to find out more?
IllinoisOpportunity.org. IllinoisOpportunity.org. And I think there's the link to the petitions right there on the website. So, and one last stat I'll leave you with.
Yeah.
Even though 60% of Californians think their recall system needs to be changed somewhat, 86% of them appreciate the fact and support the fact that they have a real recall effort in Illinois. And I think you'd find a pretty similar support here in Illinois. And I'm hoping my colleagues wake up to that fact.
Well, and I think the framework is totally different, and people should not think, oh, well, we're not going to do what they did. This is very different. I think that's, I'm glad you were able to explain it to us here on WGN, and thanks for taking the time, Representative. Let us know. Let us know how it goes.
Will do. Thanks for having me on.